Today on Kids Corner, Liz becomes an ex-monster salesman. But does he make cash or trouble?
Well, I have enough to buy almost anything in this store.
I can't believe you'd buy something so expensive when you still owe money to Skink's Uncle Louie.
Like I told you before, I'll lend you the money and your problems are over. Your first payment is due to me right now.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Liz and his dad are spending some guy time together today. They're just running errands, and Liz, though he doesn't know it, is on the verge of learning an important financial lesson.
All right, we've dropped off my shirts at the laundry. You can check that off.
All right, got it. Next it says get gas.
Ah, yes, well, we'll do that after the bank. Okay. Let's see, I need to cash a check, and while we're at it, you and I need to have a little talk.
A little talk?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Look, Dad, I don't want to get into the whole dishes with Mom thing, okay?
Wait, was there something wrong?
Oh, me and my big mouth.
No, wait, Liz.
No, it's nothing, Dad. Oh. It really shouldn't affect my allowance in the least.
Okay. Well, your allowance is what I want to talk to you about.
I'm thinking maybe you might want to just let me out so I can walk home from here.
Nice try, Liz.
I hear there's a lot of lizard fever going around.
Yeah, I'm sure. Uh-huh. Liz, you're not in trouble.
What?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I have good news.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm feeling better. Look, it's a miraculous recovery.
Now, remember that chat we had about how you were spending your money?
Oh, how could I forget? You said, Liz, give to the Lord's work and spend less than you earn.
Well, your mother and I are proud of how you've been earning and saving recently.
Oh, thanks. Well, I did make a lot cleaning out Granny Gecko's barn.
Well, that's right. So we thought perhaps...
Oh, you're going to buy me the X-Monsters bobblehead I want? Great! Then I can spend my money on the X-Monster sound effects keychain, the maps of their solar system, and the instructions on how to build my own proton power generator.
Look, that's not even close to what I was thinking,
no.
Liz. We are going to match all the money you saved.
What?
For every dollar you've saved, we'll give you another dollar.
What?
Because we want to encourage you and reward you.
Oh, Dad. Hmm. Do you know what this means?
Well, that you'll always remember to be wise with your money.
Oh, not even close. Oh. It means it's time to go shopping.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe we should talk more about this after the bank.
Oh, cool. Look at that new machine.
What? Oh, it is interesting.
It says it's the RoboCash VN800. It's the first one in town.
Right. Now, if I'm reading this right, my check goes in first, and,
Hello. Buenos dias. Bonjour. Good day, mate. Guten Tag.
And then my card.
Why, hello, Mr. Lacerta. Welcome back to your friendly bank. It's good to see you again. My name is R.C. How may I assist you?
Amazing.
Why, thank you. Would you like to make a deposit, a payment, apply for a mortgage, order new checks, inquire
Stop!
Aw, come on, be nice. Machines have feelings, too.
Thank you, Liz. That was nice of you.
How did you know his name?
It's all in my databank, Mr. Lacerta.
Whoa. Oh, Dad, come on, hurry up.
Okay. R.C., I need to cash this check for $50.
Coming right up, sir. How would you like that? 51s, 45s, and 3 tens,
yes,
10 fives, 45s.
I don't care. The people in the car behind us seem to be in a hurry.
Certainly, Mr. Lacerta. Would you like a receipt? It comes with a handy customer survey we'd like you to take. There are only 85...
No! Just let me have the money I asked for.
Thank you. Adios. Adios.
As Liz and his dad went down their to-do list, they drove to the gas station next.
Hey, Dad, I was thinking, if you and Mom are proud of me for saving my money, then you'd be even more proud if I made more and saved that, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm not quite sure I'm following you, Liz.
Well, I've got an idea on how to get really rich. And if I hit it big, then I can save even more money.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, God wants us to be wise with our finances. There's no question about that.
Okay.
We should give to the Lord's work and spend less than we earn.
Right.
And stay out of debt as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
So that then the Lord can
bless... Dad. Okay. So, which gas station are you going to?
Well, this one right here. Wait! Close your door, Liz.
Okay.
We're going across the street where they have actual people instead of machines.
After he got home, Liz called Lucille and asked her to meet him at the toy store. He could hardly wait to set his money-making scheme into action.
Liz, I don't understand any of this. Why are you in such a hurry?
Lucille, I have a plan.
Yeah, you know, those might just be the scariest words in the English language.
No, you don't get it. I'm gonna be rich.
Rich?
Just follow me and observe, and one day you too could...
What? What's wrong?
Oh, no.
What?
That sign in the store window, it can't be.
What can it be?
The store is out of X-Monsters.
Oh.
I was gonna buy it all and sell them for a big profit.
Mm.
Oh, man, so much for that plan.
I bet that guy in the old truck I saw bought them all.
Wait. What? What did you say?
Well, on the way over here, I saw a man selling X-Monster dolls from his truck.
Okay, first of all, Lucille, they are not dolls.
Oh.
And secondly, are you sure it wasn't the X-Monster roving spaceship? Because they sell stuff from that.
Not unless the spaceship has worn-out tires and smoky exhaust pipes.
Quick, you've got to take me there. And fast!
The two hurried back where Lucille had seen the truck, but it wasn't there. They were about to leave when Lucille heard a familiar sound coming toward them.
Liz, look!
What? Oh, come on. Oh, he's getting away!
Oh, hurry up!
Oh, okay, go, Lucille! Get his attention! Hey!
Okay,
all right, stop. Okay.
Hey there, kids. What can I do for you?
Do you have any bobbleheads left?
Looks like you're in luck.
Okay.
Let's see, 2, 4, 7, 3... 9. Yeah, I got a dozen left.
All right.
How many you want?
Those two, and definitely the 3 Grand Funfet, and
You must be a real fan.
Well, yeah.
Hey, tell you what, I'll make you a good deal if you buy them all.
Sold!
After Liz made his big purchase from the truck driver and was explaining his plan to Lucille, Maury arrived on the scene.
Wow, it looks like you bought Planet Xenon, Liz. Is there anything left at the store?
Oh, I didn't buy them at the store. I got them wholesale.
Wholesale?
Yeah, I buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you.
Huh.
Hey, there better be a Princess Vanilla left.
Oh, stink.
What are you doing here?
My Uncle Louie said some kid cleaned him out of all his merchandise a few minutes ago.
Yep.
I was supposed to get dibs.
You two are related?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, there's the Grand Van Fett, and Spike's been talking about the Morgan bobblehead, and...
Well,
oh, look at this.
I bought these things with you guys in mind, Maury. I'd be willing to part with some of my treasure if we can make a deal.
Yeah, how about I let you keep your teeth?
Stink, don't be a bully.
Why not? They were supposed to be mine.
Lucille couldn't believe her eyes. She watched as Liz made even more money by reselling what he had just bought, and Skink and Maury walked away happy.
Liz, you doubled your money in less than 5 minutes.
Hey, what did I tell you, huh?
I got to admit it, you made it look so easy.
Yep.
So what are you gonna do now?
Well, I'm gonna find that truck driver again and buy more stuff. It's like those TV ads say, the more you spend, the more you save.
That never made any sense to me.
No.
You better give that money to your parents for your college fund.
I will, Lucille, I will. All I need is a few more good sales. This time, I'm moving up the ladder to X-Monsters posters and action figures.
When Liz found Louis the truck driver, he purchased so much merchandise that Louis offered Liz a deal he couldn't refuse.
Wow, kid, you're really serious about this sales business, aren't you?
Oh, you bet. I'd really like some of those X-Monster posters or the action figures back there.
Those are some high-ticket items.
Yeah.
But if you can move them...
Well, they don't weigh that much.
No. I meant if you can sell all of them.
Oh, okay.
You got a fine stash of cash there, but it won't be enough to pay for all of this.
No.
Hey, tell you what. You pay me half now and give me the other half after they sell. How can you lose?
Wait. I only have to pay you half now?
Yeah, kind of like credit. What do you say?
Bullying.
What do I do when I'm bullied? How can I help other kids who are bullied?
How do I talk with my parents about feeling left out at school? And how can I help other kids that feel isolated and alone?
Kids Corner is offering a free family resource, Power Tools, Take a Stand Against Bullying. Using biblical teaching, Kids Corner storytelling, case studies and activities, Power Tools suggests usable strategies for kids and parents to talk about bullying. Explore our resources on school bullying and social media bullying. Learn what a bystander needs to do and discover how to create a community that resists bullying. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the activities page to receive your Power Tools, Take a Stand Against Bullying ebook. Start the conversation and explore active ways to love your neighbor with this free resource from Kids Corner.
Liz set up a small stand on a street corner and arranged all the things he had to sell. But he didn't expect a lukewarm reception from Lucille. She had a different perspective on his deal with Louis.
Aw, come on, Lucille. What could be wrong with it?
Oh, let's see. He's selling you this stuff from the back of an old truck. He's making you go into debt. He's related to Skink.
Well.
Now, why should I be worried?
Well, I thought you'd be proud just to know a successful guy like me. Oh, hey, here comes Maury. Watch this.
Hey, Liz, what you got in the box?
Maury, my friend, have I got a deal for you.
Yeah?
All right, look at this. You buy one Soldiers of the Sword poster and one Star Chamber poster, and you get 50% off this air cruiser.
Okay, it's a deal.
Yeah.
Wowie kazowie, I can't believe all the stuff you have.
And yeah, he's got enough for everybody in town. I just don't know how he's gonna pay for it.
Oh, no worries, Lucille. Oh, hey, there goes Skink. You guys watch my stuff. I'm about to make another sale.
After a few hours, Liz made so many sales that he decided to take a break and enjoy the fruit of his labor. He stashed his ex-monster's gear at his house and told his friends to meet him at the Mud, Bath & Beyond Mall.
I'm sure you're wondering why I called you here.
You're gonna sell more X-Master stuff in the parking lot?
Nope, we're going shopping.
Great idea!
And you two are coming with me.
Cool.
I might need your advice.
Oh, I have some advice, Liz.
Yeah?
Yep, use all that money you have to pay the guy in the truck. You don't want to be in debt to him.
Debt, schmat, I don't even know what the word means.
Debt is when you owe somebody something. Like, for example, if you borrow a quarter, you're in debt until you pay it back.
A quarter? I could pay that back 100 times, come on!
Liz!
Liz, Lucille, and Maury walked around the mall, looking in all the windows, oohing and eyeing at the fancy stores with high prices. Then something caught Liz's eye in the toy emporium.
May I help you? Oh, children, we don't give change for the candy machines.
Oh, we don't need change. We're shopping.
Oh, pardonnez-moi. I'm afraid the Mud, Bath and Beyond toy emporium is, how you say, out of your budget.
Oh, yeah? Well, I have enough to buy almost anything in this store.
Yeah, it really does, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's the kid who cornered the market on X-Monsters.
Oh, bienvenue, mes amis. And what are we looking for, sir?
There it is, Liz. Look at it. Have you ever seen anything like it?
Is that a skateboard?
A skateboard? A skateboard? That is like calling the Eiffel Tower a big metal stick in the ground.
Why does it have exhaust pipes?
Perhaps you and I should speak in private, sir.
Yes, I think so, my good woman.
Can I come too?
Oui.
15 minutes later, Liz left the mall with his new motorized skateboard, very proud of his purchase.
I can't believe you'd buy something so expensive when you still owe money to Skink's Uncle Louie.
Oh, come on. I could have bought the optional DVD player, but because of you, I decided to go lower budget.
Hey, Lucille, did you see the chrome wheels on this baby? Are they sweet or what? Blow the horn for her, Liz.
Maybe later, Maury. I don't think she's ready for that.
Oh, good call.
Come on, go ahead.
Liz!
Told you, she's just jealous. Have fun, Liz!
As Liz headed home on his skateboard, he had fun thinking about all the things he would buy someday. A castle. His own radio station, WLIZ.
Safe for even little lizards.
Then, the dreaming came to a sudden stop.
Hey, Lucerna.
What?
I've been looking all over for you. Where you been?
What is the matter, Skank?
This junk you sold me, that's what's the matter.
What junk? All that stuff you bought was brand new and in perfect condition.
Well, not anymore. What? Look at this broken star chamber and these crummy X-Troopers. They're busted.
Well?
And this X-Laser isn't worth beans. I want my money back.
Your money back? Skink, you broke them. That's not my fault.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, all right. Look, there's no need to get violent. I need some time to think this over.
Well, I already thought it over. For both of us.
But, Skink, I've spent the money that you paid me. And I owe a lot to your uncle.
Well, that's not my fault. Now pay me back or I'll tell your dad what a rotten businessman you are.
Wait, whoa, hold on, my dad?
That's right.
Look, you'll get your money. I just need some time.
Oh, I gotcha. You're a little short on the dough, huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could work something out.
Look, Skink, no way. I am not gonna help you rob a bank.
Why, Lizarardo, you're hurting my feelings. Huh. And I was just going to offer you a friendly business transaction alone.
A loan?
Yeah, it's where one person helps another person out with a little cash.
But I thought you wanted money back.
Well, sure, but if I can be of service to my fellow lizard... What now?
I've left my posters and stuff outside. They'll be ruined. I'll get back to you, Skink.
Hey, that's a nice skateboard.
Liz raced home and found his things right under a drain pipe where he had left them. When he walked inside, his dad wanted to hear all about how business was going.
Hey, how's the Monster Man Mogul? You make a few sales this afternoon?
It's X-Monsters, Dad.
Oh, right.
And, you know, I gotta get out of these wet clothes. I don't want to catch lizard fever. I'll see ya.
Wait, Liz, what's the rush? And what are you doing with that electric fan?
Oh, nothing. Just going to see if I can dry something out in the garage.
Uh-huh.
Have a nice day.
Liz, before you go,
yeah.
I found something I think you'll appreciate. Come over here.
All right, but I'm gonna get the carpet wet with my shoes.
Oh, that's okay. It's only for a moment.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you for starting a business without getting into debt.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, that is good.
You know, so many people have to borrow from banks or other lenders to get their business up and running, and that's fine. But problems come when they can't pay the money back.
Yeah.
Look, I found this verse in Proverbs 22. It says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender."
Oh boy, is that ever true.
So keep up the good work, son. Give to the Lord's work, spend less than you earn, and remember, the borrower is servant to the lender.
When it stopped raining, Liz realized all his posters and cards were ruined. He had to find his friends and get some help for his desperate situation, so he ran to find Maury and Lucille.
Of course I like your skateboard, Liz. It's awesome. Why do you ask?
Well, would you like to buy it?
Huh?
Liz, you love that skateboard.
Yeah, and you paid a fortune.
Yeah,
I don't have that much.
Well, how much do you have?
Let's see. $4.12. Pretty good, huh?
Amazing. That's exactly how much I'm selling it for, because it's kind of used.
Used?
Yeah.
Are the exhaust pipes still okay?
No.
The chrome wheels and the headlights,
well,
do they still work?
Headlights? It has headlights?
Lucille, you're not helping. Okay, Maury, how about $3.50?
I wonder if I could fix it up.
Oh, sure.
Okay, but I'll have to pay you the last dollar next week.
What?
I only have $2.50 today.
Okay. I understand. Oh, let me know if you need any wet X-Monster stuff, because it's all on sale.
Oh, I won't be needing any of that. Haven't you seen the new stuff that just came out? It's way better than what you have.
Oh, great. That's probably why Skink's uncle sold me all that junk. He knew it would be worthless.
Well, why don't you go talk with him? Here he comes now.
Hey there, little buddy. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Louie, sir.
Hey, you want to see something cool? Here's the new X-Monster trading cards. They got computer chips in them, and every card has an onboard video game.
Wow, they look so
real.
Yeah, that's right. And they're waterproof.
Great.
How much are they?
Lucille?
I'm just asking.
Now, I need to talk to you about the payment you owe me.
Yeah.
But first, look at this.
What?
It's from that movie, X Creatures in Cleveland or something. Here, push the button.
On a war-torn planet, desperate for answers. One man can save a world from X-Monsters from Planet Xenon.
X-Monsters from Planet Debt.
Liz couldn't pay Louis the truck driver or Skink, and he didn't want to admit to his dad that he needed help. Trash day was coming up, and that evening, he pulled the cans out to the street corner for pickup.
Oh, I wish I could just crawl in here and never come out. Oh, except that I'd be covered with banana peels and coffee grounds. Oh, and waterlogged X-Monsters posters. Ew,
hey, Liz Arardo! I want my money now!
Yeah, I don't have it, Skink.
Well, then why don't you sell me your skateboard? I'll give you $10 for it.
I already sold it to Maury.
Guess it's time for Plan B, huh?
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that.
Look, like I told you before, I'll lend you the money and your problems are over.
Really?
Think of it as one friend helping another.
A friend? Skink, I may be in trouble, but I'm not stupid.
I'll even give you enough to pay off Uncle Louie. Trust me, Liz. We're pals.
You know, you're totally giving me the creeps here. But if I don't get help, I'm gonna be bankrupt by the end of the week.
So, what's it gonna be?
The borrower is servant to the lender.
So, how would it work?
Well, you'd say, I want the money, and it's yours.
How long would I have to pay it back?
No, details. Oh, don't worry about all that.
That sure is a lot of paper.
Well, it's a contract. Oh, don't worry about the fine print. Just sign here if you want the money.
Wait, that's gotta be 50 pages long.
Well, 73, but what? Just sign here.
What?
And here.
Okay.
And here. Initial here. And put your thumbprint there.
What? Okay. You better not be lying, Skink. I'm trusting you.
That's right. Now, how about your first payment?
What payment? I thought you were loaning me money.
Well, don't tell me that you didn't read this contract.
Oh, no.
See, it says right here, your first payment is due to me right now.
Liz went for a walk, thinking of the valley of debt he was in. After a few minutes, he made the painful decision to go home and talk it over with his dad.
Liz, where have you been? Maury is here to see you.
Oh, hi, Maury.
Hi, Liz.
Dad, we need to talk. I've got a confession to make.
Well, it seems as though Lucille already beat you to it.
What do you mean?
Well, I ran into her at Big Daddy-O's earlier, and she told me about the trouble you were in.
She did?
Yeah, and I came to give you this.
Whoa. Oh, Maury, that's a lot of money.
Well, I fixed your skateboard up like new, and this is half the profit I made when I sold it.
Oh, I don't believe it. It's enough to pay off Louie. Oh, but I just signed a contract with Skink for another loan.
Oh, dear.
Well, I was talking with Scooter, and he said he saw Skink breaking the X-Monster stuff.
Wait, what? We have a witness?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great.
And I think you're too young to be signing a legal contract.
Oh.
I think when this news comes to light, Skink will agree to back down.
Oh, you're probably right.
But I do hope that when you're old enough to sign such a thing, you'll think it through carefully.
Oh, I sure will. The borrower is a servant to the lender.
That's right.
And I do not want to be a servant again.
Which reminds me.
Yeah?
I got this in the mail today. A gift from the bank for being such a good customer.
Wowee, sure is a neat looking box.
Yeah, it is. I wonder what's in there.
I thought you might enjoy playing with it.
Oh, no, it's that RoboCash thing. Here, Maury, you take it. I don't want anything to do with credit, debt, or the VN-800.
Liz learned an important lesson as he walked through Debt Valley. It's really true that the borrower is servant to the lender. And you can be sure he'll remember what happened any time he's tempted to borrow money or to spend more than he has.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey. Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya!
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later!
Today's show was written by Chris Fabry. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.